On the Reliable podcast today, we're tackling Thomas Cook, the UK-based travel company which has recently gone bust and leaving hundreds of thousands of holidaymakers all around the world somewhat stranded. The airline used to ferry 19 million people a year, which is a very substantial number. That's more people than Singapore Airlines carries. 16 countries were being flown to, and when you go online, you can find all sorts of information about the number of countries that have been impacted. For example, the number of people who are apparently still stuck in Tunisia, 4,500 people. In Spain, 53,000 people. The Greek tourism ministry, 50,000 tourists. Cyprus, 15,000. And so the list goes on. The international ramifications also stretch to the business side, because the German unit Condor has had to have a bridging loan from the German government worth 380 million euros just to keep flying. Thomas Cook handles 140,000 holidaymakers traveling with its German units. And so why, Simon Littlewood, are we talking about all of this on the Reliable podcast? Because it's all about working capital. And if you're not getting your invoices paid on time, you might not have the international operations of a Thomas Cook, but you might very well have the ramifications that Thomas Cook is currently facing if people don't pay their bills.
Well, it's about two things, really. And of course, you know, Thomas Cook has a particular imperial residence, if you're British, because among other things, you know, Thomas Cook ferried an entire British army to the Sudan to rescue General Gordon. It was actually done by a travel company. So a lot of people have talked about this in the context of Brexit, but in reality, it's a story of a market changing radically. And a business failing to adapt to that, which is that consumers don't go to shops and buy their holidays like I used to 30 years ago. You go to the high street, you sit there, you talk to somebody, they go online. And Thomas Cook has simply failed to keep up with that. But the precipitating event has been that they've run out of cash, which is a working capital issue, which is very often the precipitating event for businesses who are struggling in one way or another.
Well, this is just it, Simon. As I'm going through the various countries in my introduction, you know, 10,000 here, 100,000 there. There are a lot of customers of Thomas Cook.
Well,
they have gone bust?
It's going to be It's going to be a lot worse than that. Well, because they are very big and the margins are very thin. Because, you know, not only the fact that people are buying in other ways has really two impacts. You know, one is they've got fewer customers. Two is people are getting much better deals. So margins are thinner. And let's just be clear. It's not just wealthy British people who've been on holidays, relatively wealthy. It's hotel owners in Eastern Europe and North Africa and all over the world. They're not going to get paid, and many of them are going to be in a much poorer shape actually than many British holidaymakers.
Which is why in one case they're talking about people actually being held hostage. I'm sure that's not in the traditional sense, but certainly there are some hotels which have reportedly not allowed their patrons to leave unless they paid extra. And of course, the patrons are shrugging their shoulders and saying, hey, you know, thanks for putting us up in your hotel and feeding us your breakfast, but the fact is we paid for it before we got here.
Yeah.
So I suppose that's the sort of ramifications.
Well, if you're a family hotel and you've built a hotel in the expectation that you've got a substantial commitment from a travel company, and then all of a sudden they pull the rug out from under you and you're paying financing and so on and so forth. So the that's awful, it's catastrophic. So the ramifications of this are enormous. But the near-term issue is that they ran out of cash, you know, and they ran out of cash suddenly. You know, suddenly they're in the market asking for a rescue, and, you know, and people, the potential rescuer looked at it clearly and decided that it wasn't rescuable, you know. It's a pity because you can't help thinking that you could have seen this coming. Those who argue that you couldn't have seen it coming tend to use the Brexit argument, which is that there's much less travel, or there's a great deal of fear and concern about going abroad, and so on and so forth. It's not clear that that's anything really more than fear-mongering. This isn't to do with Brexit. This is to do with long-term changes in people's travel buying habits, coupled to poor management of cash flow and funding, working capital, that is, by Thomas Cook.
Yeah. So clearly because they've got a lot of customers, but who are, as you said, paying less and less. That's the business model angle, which we're not really going to focus all that much on. But in terms of the working capital story and the fact that they've not had the cash to continue the business operating, it's perplexing because all the people who flew on Thomas Cook had to pay up front. So it's not like they're sending invoices and then 30, 60, 90 days later are still chasing for payment. How can a company which gets paid up front run out of cash?
Well, it depends what they did with the cash. A story that's running under this, it isn't actually in the story that we've been looking at, but the story that's running under it is that the story we're looking at, which is in Prospect magazine, you know, this is a fairly right-wing magazine, unsurprisingly doesn't talk about the fact that the directors and owners of Thomas Cook have paid themselves absolutely enormous bonuses in the last year, 50 million quid in bonuses. A cynic might say they saw this happening and they thought, let's take what we can while we can. But that's certainly...
Well, that's one opinion and we don't have the
don't have an opinion, but, you know, what a responsible manager does in these situations is they pay their salary back into the company. You know, and as a small business owner, I know small business owners who've been in that situation, and I've certainly been in that situation. If it's a choice between paying your people and keeping the business going, you know, or taking your bonus or your salary, a principled business owner or board pays their salary back to the company.
So let's broaden this conversation to companies generally. You know, if you're a business owner, you're a CEO, president, chairman of a company, you might look to Thomas Cook and say, well, you know, that's in the travel industry, which I'm not in, and they had all sorts of problems which I don't have. But your contention is that they will have those problems.
Well, I think the point is that if you look at what's happening with many businesses, particularly here in Southeast Asia, they are very close to the edge. The problem with working capital is if you're in a situation where things are very tight and you're barely generating enough cash to meet your commitments, and then there is an event, and the fact is we're surrounded by potential events right now. We have a potential China event, we have a series of Middle East events, we have political events in Southeast Asia, we have broader political events in the world as a result of these climate change discussions. Companies that are very close to the edge, working capital-wise, cannot cope with major changes in the environment. What does that mean? It means get on top of your working capital now. You know, don't wait for the precipitating event to put you into a situation where you either have to sell a chunk of your business, borrow a ton of money at unfavorable interest rates. Make sure that you're getting paid promptly by your customers. Make sure you've got agreements with your suppliers that enable you to pay them in such a way that you have cash in the bank to meet your daily operating requirements. It's pretty basic, but it's surprising how many companies, when they get into a mess, simply try running faster. That is, try to sell more of whatever it is they sell more quickly and neglect the fundamentals of the balance sheet.
So in other words, what should they do?
They should recognize that, you know, if there are risks in the market and if sales are shrinking, they need to cut their cloth. That means reduce operating costs, control working capital, look for alternatives. Yeah, it's not evident that Thomas Cook has done that. They've looked for an external investor, but their business model has not fundamentally changed. Yeah.
Drop us a comment. Let us know what you think of the whole Thomas Cook debacle specifically, or generally, the issue of working capital in an industry which seemingly on the surface is doing well, but things really turned south. Thanks, Simon.